Home by Michelle McGorion, dramatised in four parts by Martin Jameson, and starring Jessica Marshall-Gardner as Rusty, Emily Richard as Peggy, and Mary Winbush as Beattie. Back Home, Part 1.
You're gonna lose your case if you put it down in a crowd like this.
Skeet, I have to get my handkerchief. Have you thought of calling?
Skeet.
And I'm gonna miss you all so much. I won't know anybody.
Now remember, Rusty, you have to think yourself into being a pioneer. When our family came out to America, Grandma Fitz was just a scrap of a thing with everything she owned in a carpet bag. She didn't know what the heck she would find. You go back to England and show them that a bit of that old American pioneer spirit has rubbed off on you.
Try it, Anna.
Yeah, come on, dry those eyes. You don't want them to think you're no misery guts.
Oh, Bruno Alms, what do you think these are running down your cheeks?
Get out of here.
I'm crying, too.
Well, I guess it's a regular old crying party.
It's me.
You write me as soon as you get there.
I'll write you every week. I'll write you every day, Skeet. I'll write you every minute.
Go on now, Rusty. And good luck.
Okay. Remember to check which way the wind's blowing. If you have to be sick over the side. Bye, Skeet.
And don't forget the Arms family motto. Believe in yourself. Believe in others. And work like hell.
Yes, the war in Japan may still be raging, but for these British children boarding ship in New York, it is finally time to come home. With the war in Europe at an end, they don't have to worry about torpedoes from German U-boats. Only about who's going to win the next game of deck quoits. It's been a long 5 years. While these lucky youngsters have enjoyed the safety of a haven with our American allies, away from the bombs and rationing. There's no doubting that the tears of this little girl are tears of joy to be coming back home.
Susie, are you okay?
Yeah, thanks, Rusty.
Susie, it'll be okay.
I was going steady with a boy at my school. I miss him so much. I'm never going to see him again.
Hey, you guys, everyone else is up on the deck. We can see the quayside. It's Plymouth! Come on, help!
Rusty, can I go punch deck with you?
Sure you can.
I've always known I'd be coming back to England, but I guess I really didn't believe it would actually happen.
Me neither. Come on. How does my hair look? My ribbons don't look all scrunched up, do they?
They look swell.
You really mean it?
Hey, look down on the quayside.
I guess those must be our mothers.
Which one is yours?
I don't know.
Rusty, do you think they'll recognize us?
They're sure they will. I mean, I know I've grown some, but my family, my American family, that is, they sent photographs of me.
Mine too.
Well, that's us. Time to move.
This is it, Rusty.
Yep. This is England.
Oh. Have you found yours yet?
No.
Susie? Darling!
Mommy!
Well, you're on your own now, Rusty.
Hello, Virginia.
Mother?
Did you have a good crossing?
It was okay.
Hey, Rusty, so long.
Bye.
Let me take your suitcase. It's a bit of a walk to the car.
Thanks. Hey, I like your hat. Green. I like green.
Thank you.
Did you choose the wine-colored trimmings to go with the sweater?
Not exactly. It's the WVS.
Pardon me?
The Women's Voluntary Service. Helping out with the war effort.
I see. It's your uniform.
Why do they call you Rusty?
Oh, on account of my red hair. Uncle Bruno started it. It just sort of stuck. Hey, look at that house. It's got no walls. It looks like a stage set.
Yes. Plymouth's taken a lot of bombing. They'll be knocking all the bombed-out houses down soon, thank God.
Oh, that would make such a great open-air theater. I mean, you could get all the chairs and stick them out around...
We have to be going.
Well, don't you think it's a good idea?
Come along, Virginia.
Is that church medieval?
No.
It looks real old.
Don't you remember anything about England?
Some.
Peggy!
Thank goodness!
Mrs. Robbins, what's the matter?
The van's broken down again.
Oh, I'd help if I could, but I've just picked up my daughter.
So you're Virginia?
Well, everybody calls me Rusty.
Quite the young American.
So, as you can see...
Yes, I'm supposed to be picking up half a dozen Dutch children and taking them back to Exeter. When I saw the bomb, I was praying you'd be around somewhere.
The bomb?
Your mother's car.
Where's your van?
Over there. Oh, dead as a doornail.
I'd better get my tools, then. Oh, it's a good job I brought them.
You're an angel.
Mother... Where are you going?
Well, put your things in the car, Virginia. I won't be long.
My mother's going to fix your van.
Your mother can make a vehicle run on almost nothing but elastic bands. We're going to miss her dreadfully when she goes back to London.
Well, I haven't seen her for 5 years.
Oh,
who is she talking to?
The engine. Your mother says that if talking to plants helps them to grow, then talking to engines makes them run better. What did I tell you?
Oh. Thank you, Peggy. Thank you. Climb in, Virginia. The others will be waiting.
Ready?
Mother, why is your car called the bomb?
Because...
I see. Gee, it's real strange how you drive on the wrong side. I mean, on the different side than we do.
In America, you mean?
Yeah, I guess. Where's Father?
Oh, Virginia. He's still in the Far East. No one knows how long the war with Japan's going to go on for. Perhaps he'll be back in time for Christmas.
Well, let's keep our fingers crossed.
Yes, let's.
Oh. Wow. That could take a bit of getting used to.
Charlie, darling, come here. I want you to meet your sister. Charlie, this is Virginia.
Hi.
Don't want to.
Oh, you'll have to give him a little time.
Sure.
Charlie, I want to talk to you, Charlie.
Welcome to England, Virginia. My, you look fit, and you must be absolutely ravenous. Now, let me take your case.
Oh, no, please.
For the next hour, you are a guest. After that, you're part of the family.
Baby, give that case to me.
Hi there.
Oh, you sound so American.
Virginia, this is Ivy. Ivy Woods. And I can carry this case perfectly well. Thank you, Ivy.
I'm billeted here too. You'll have to tell me all about America. I'm going there next year.
Oh, where to?
Chatham, New Jersey. I'm marrying a GI.
Well, hasn't he told you about America?
Oh, yeah, Mitch never stops. But it sounds so wonderful, I don't know whether to believe him or not.
Oh, it is wonderful. You better believe it. Hey, I guess we better go inside. Grandmother will be wondering what's keeping us.
Virginia, that's not Grandmother. She's still in Guildford. Now, that's the Honourable Mrs. Langley Whittington.
Beatty, if you don't mind. If you call me by my full name, you'll die of exhaustion.
And you can call me Rusty if you like. Everyone back home does. What did I say?
Well, it shows what a kind family you stayed with, that they made you feel so at home. Anyway, time for tea, everybody.
Oh, Biddy, I'm starving.
Huh. This looks swell.
Oh, sit, everybody, eat.
Sit down, Charlie. Yeah. You can sit at the head of the table.
Push me in place.
There.
Oh, there you go. Now you're the king of the castle.
And you're the dirty rascal.
Charlie, what did I say?
It's okay.
When you finish, Charlie, there's a surprise from Uncle Mitch.
Is it ice cream?
Wait and see.
Mummy, isn't there a present from Uncle Harvey?
No, darling. There's ice cream from Mitch.
I said so.
Oh, you'd love the ice cream in America, Charlie. You can have it with chocolate and crushed nuts on top, and it's served in a tall glass with a long spoon.
Mummy, she sounds like Uncle Harvey.
Yes, darling. Yes, she does.
Well, Uncle Harvey must have been here a lot, then.
Where is Uncle Harvey?
I told you, darling, he had to go away.
He's a soldier, Charlie, like Uncle Mitch. Soldiers have to do what they're told.
Couldn't we stop Virginia for Uncle Harvey?
Charlie!
Come on, Charlie, let's you and me go and get the ice cream.
Yippee, I want the biggest bow.
I'm sorry about Charlie. I'll have to be rather patient with him, I'm afraid.
It's okay.
Oh, Virginia, you're not drinking your milk.
No,
I'm not too thirsty.
Oh, it is powdered, I'm afraid. Once we get your ration book, we'll be able to buy proper milk for you.
I've got the ice cream, I've got the ice cream.
Careful you don't spill it.
Won't got it tight.
Oh, no. Oh, it's starting to rain.
Quick, round the lawn.
Man the bucket. No,
sit down, Beatty. You make the tea.
What's going on?
Oh, leaks in the roof. I can't afford to fix it yet.
That's terrible.
Oh, well, I'll take you up and show you my motley collection of bowls and buckets so that you'll know what to do.
Now that was close.
I got there.
One of these days we won't be able to get there in time.
Oh, why do you have to go back to Guildford? Why can't you all stay here? I'm sure Roger could find a job around here when he gets back from the army.
Beatty.
And Rusty. Virginia, she could go to the local school.
It's out of the question. A boarding school will help her to settle down.
Well, you were co-ed in your American school, weren't you, boys and girls?
Sure. Isn't that how schools are here?
Beatty, I don't think this is the time or the place to talk about it. Virginia, finish your ice cream. It's nearly melted.
Good morning, Virginia.
Hey.
I say, those shorts are very summery.
Where's Mother?
She's fixing an ailing Austin 10 in Buckfastley.
Well, I thought maybe she wouldn't work today. I mean, what with me being here and all.
Oh, Rusty. You see, everyone knows that your mother's leaving soon, so they're all panicking and asking you to mend their cars, and she hasn't the heart to refuse.
Is she really such a hotshot with engines?
The best. Now, you sit down, Rusty, and I will get your breakfast.
Beatty, how come you have black curtains everywhere?
But they're blackout curtains. We had to have them to stop the lights from showing if bombers came over.
But you don't have to have them now, do you?
Oh, no, but I gave all my other curtains to the WVS. It's either black curtains or nothing.
Well, why don't you dye them?
Don't think black takes to dyes.
Oh, but you can bleach them first.
Good Lord, of course I could. They're going to need an awful lot of washing.
The river. We can wash them in the river.
We can certainly try. We will take them down straight after breakfast.
Every spider in the neighborhood must be living in these curtains.
Desmond crawling on my face.
See what I mean?
Well, I always knew that having a river at the bottom of my garden would come in useful one day. Oh, put them down on the jetty.
Okay.
Oh.
What happened to the curtains?
Oh, Peggy, your daughter has thought up a fearfully good scheme. We're going to bleach and dye them.
We've got to wash them in the river first.
A marvelous idea. I'll give you a hand.
Are you sure they won't fall apart?
No. Oh. But you're not going to be here to find out.
You see?
I've got a touch of my ruddy indigestion, I'm afraid, so you'll excuse me, I'll leave you two at it and I'll go and have a little lie down.
Is she okay?
Beatty's been complaining about her ruddy indigestion for as long as I've known her.
Has she been to see a doctor?
It would take wild horses to persuade Beatty to see one.
Well, couldn't you get one to visit?
No, I think Beatty can look after herself. Now, let's get these curtains in the water.
Sir. Hey, I looked in the bathroom closet for sanitary towels, but I couldn't find them anywhere. Where do you keep them?
You haven't started, have you?
Oh, no, but I'd like to know where they are for when I do.
Well, you can always tell me, and then I'll give you some.
Oh, sure, I will. I don't want to miss the celebration.
Celebration?
You know, the celebration dinner for when you start your period.
And do all American girls have this?
Well, they do at the Omsk. Uncle Bruno and Skeet get invited, too. Skeet says it's not fair that girls get to have periods and he doesn't. So he's going to have a celebration dinner for when his voice breaks. I guess I'll miss that one. Well, they'll write and tell me, though.
Yes, of course they will.
Look at it come out. Hey, my water's turning grey.
So this is where the curtains have got to.
Mummy, why have you got the curtains in the river?
We're washing them, darling.
But some of them are falling apart.
She's stupid.
Charlie,
Hi there. Hey, Ivy, how do you fancy a beautiful day at the beach with your fiancé?
Oh, Mitch, you should have warned me. I'm such a mess.
Uncle Mitch, Uncle Mitch.
Hiya, Charlie boy. How you doing?
Uncle Harvey, where are you? Can't find me.
Hey, Chuck, Uncle Harvey went away, don't you remember? He told you to take good care of your mom.
I did look after her. Is he in the Jeep?
I'm sorry, Chuck, he's not there.
When's he coming back, Uncle Mitch?
He's not coming back, Charlie.
Is this Harvey guy dead?
Oh, God. No.
Are you okay, Mother? You're white as a sheet.
Well, let's have a big one for the handkerchief. Come on. Hey, Charlie boy, don't blow it away.
Thank you, Mitch.
And you must be Virginia. How are you finding England?
She did live here before, you know.
I know, but compared to the good old US of A.
Well,
difficult to choose, eh?
Well, there's good things in both.
My sentiments, exactly. You fancy joining the beach party?
No, thank you.
I was asking Virginia.
I'd love to, but no thanks. We got a project going here, and we better do it while it doesn't rain.
You'd like to come, Charlie?
Yes, please.
Well, we'll be seeing you then. Come on, Charlie boy. Hop in.
How's your curtain coming along?
Fine.
Your curtain, how are you doing?
Fine. It was a good idea of Beatty's to dip them in the river.
It was my idea, remember?
Are you sure Beatty hadn't suggested it to you in the first place?
No, it was my own idea. Actually, when it comes to interior decoration, I have some very good ideas. At least that's what Aunt Hannah says.
Virginia, boasting doesn't go down too well in this country.
But I wasn't...
Well, Katie, there's a phone call for you. One of the ambulances has broken down in Newton Abbott, and they can't find a mechanic anywhere.
Oh, I'll just go and see how urgent it is. Darn that phone. Why don't they fix their own ambulances?
Rusty.
I'm sorry. It's just that the first thing she did when I got off the boat was to fix somebody else's van. I mean... What about me?
Oh, Rusty, I've heard such a lot about you from your mother. She's been so looking forward to having you come back.
I guess.
But it won't be easy for either of you. You're not the same little girl who went to America 5 years ago, and your mother's changed a lot, too.
Oh, I'm awfully sorry, Virginia. It really is an emergency.
Okay.
Right. We'd better get on with these curtains. I'll just go and get my own.
Damn her. I'm not going to hang around for her. I'm going to do what I want to do. Excuse me, Beatty, but I'm just going to borrow your rowboat. What's the point of being here?
You're a pioneer, Rusty.
But I hate this place. I want hamburgers. I want baked beans. I want an ice cream soda.
Pioneers don't have hamburgers or ice cream sodas.
Aunt Hannah, this isn't my home.
If you put your hands, your back, and your heart into a place, then it will be your home.
Nobody wants me here. Charlie hates me. Mom is more interested in fixing engines than seeing me again. I'm lonesome.
A pioneer has to be inventive. If you want a buddy, you have to go and find one. Think pioneer, Rusty.
Yeah. Okay. Think pioneer. Row, row, row your boat right up to the jetty.
Oi! You! You've got a bloody nerve.
Pardon me?
Do you make a habit of going off in other people's boats?
It's your boat? I thought it belonged to Beatty.
Well, it doesn't. It belongs to me. Beatty lets me keep it here.
Oh, I had no idea.
Well, you do now.
Hey, what more can I say? It's a swell boat. I'd be really mad, too, if someone just went off in it.
Yeah, well. Ouch, your hands.
Yeah, they're pretty raw. I haven't been rowing for a while. They're hardened up with more practice. But I guess I won't be getting that practice now.
We'll see.
Oh, that would be great if you'd let me.
Not on your own, though.
The two of us, you mean?
Perhaps.
Oh, that would be even better.
I said perhaps.
My name's Rusty.
Elizabeth. But most people call me Beth.
Well, say, won't you come in?
Oh, I don't think that's a very good idea. You've got a reception committee waiting for you.
A reception committee?
You're in for a dressing down.
Oh, what's a dressing down?
Are you in the habit of going off on your own without asking permission?
Sure, I can take care of myself.
What about Beattie?
I'm sorry, I guess I should have told you.
Really, it does. In future, you don't tell Beattie or myself where you're going. You ask permission.
Permission?
Have you any idea of the worry you've caused?
You don't need to worry. I can handle a boat just fine.
Don't answer back.
Why not? I have a right to my say, same as you.
You're a child, and you will do as you are told. I think bed without supper is in order.
But Peggy, the girl hasn't had any lunch.
Well, she would have had lunch if she hadn't decided to go off on her own.
I could have gone to the beach, and I didn't because I said I'd work on the curtains. So did you. You broke your word.
You obviously think yourself more important than people who need medical help.
I never said that.
I told you it was an emergency. There's been a war on here, you know, and there still is in Japan.
You think I don't know?
The Americans dropped another atom bomb in Japan today, on Nagasaki. The last bomb on Hiroshima killed 80,000 people.
80,000?
Just be grateful you're alive.
But we're at war with Japan. Don't you want us to win?
Oh, Genia!
Leave it now, Rusty. Go on up to your room.
I thought they said on the radio this was going to be a heat wave.
It's only a shower.
Yeah, but you heard what Mother said. You're not to go out in the rain.
Rusty.
Well. Anyway, I'm not afraid of a bit of rain.
Anyone at home?
Beth.
Everyone's saying that the Japanese are going to surrender. We're going to build a bonfire to celebrate. Have you got anything I can take for it?
Oh, yes. There's plenty of old branches in the woodshed. Help yourself.
Has Rusty allowed out her bones yet?
Well, she's not supposed to go on the river, and I'm under strict instructions not to let her out in the rain. But I can't see any harm in a short trip to the woodshed.
Well, thanks, Billy. That's swell.
Oh, come on.
Boy, am I glad to get out of that house.
You look bloody miserable. It's rotten of your mother to be so strict. I never thought she'd be like this.
Me neither. Anyway, I won't have to put up with her breathing down my neck for much longer. As soon as we leave here, I'm going to boarding school.
Oh, I wish you could stay here, don't you?
I wish I was grown up. I mean, then I could go wherever I wanted instead of having someone else tell me where I've got to go and where I've got to live.
Where would you go?
America.
Do you think you'll go back when you're older?
You bet.
No. We'll never get these branches in my wheelbarrow. They're huge.
Oh, that's okay. I'll cut him up.
With what?
Your magic wand.
With the axe, Dumbo. Listen, I don't fancy telling your mother that you're lying in the woodshed with your hands chopped off.
Uncle Bruno taught us all how to chop wood.
Now, wait a minute.
Don't worry, it's a cinch.
Bloody hell. You really can do it.
Doesn't it have a great smell? Reminds me of the cookouts back home last summer. We'd cook over a big wood fire. Hamburgers, pickles, olives, potatoes baked in the hot ashes, stuff like that. Oh, why did it taste good?
Oh, don't. You're making me hungry.
You're making me hungry, too. Hey, last summer... No, it wasn't last summer. It was this summer. It seems so far back.
Phew. It's at work.
Nothing a quick dip in the river wouldn't cure.
What? In the rain? My clothes will get soaked.
Not if you take them off in here first.
Double, double, Jane, jump off the jetty!
Last one in's a donkey!
Oh, this is a top.
Virginia!
Uh-oh. Mommy, Virginia's in the river!
Charlie, go indoors.
Can I go in the water, Mommy?
Certainly not. Now go indoors.
I don't want to.
You'll get a smack bottom if you don't do as you're told. Virginia, Beth, I think you both better get out before you catch your death. Where are your clothes?
In the woodshed.
You know I don't want you walking around in the rain.
I wasn't walking in the rain, was I? I was swimming in the rain.
That will do. Virginia, have you been using that axe?
Uh-huh. She was only helping me out, Peggy.
Do you realize you could have had a serious accident?
Uncle Bruno taught me how to use it in a safe way.
Well, in this country, we don't expect young girls to chop up wood. That's a boy's job.
Oh, okay. Next time I'll ask Charlie to do it, seeing he's the only boy around here.
Look, if I hear any more from you, you'll go to bed without lunch.
You know what you are? A party pooper.
Virginia, If you don't apologise to me straight away, you won't be attending any bonfire night.
Okay, I'm sorry. Sorry I called you a party cooper.
Thank you.
No. I'm sorry I apologised.
I beg your pardon.
Well, I'm not really sorry. I only apologised because I want to go to the bonfire party. That apology was a lie, so I'm sorry I lied.
I don't want to hear another word.
Well, I might as well leave then. If I'm not supposed to say anything or do anything, maybe I ought to just go back to the Omsk. I don't think I'm such a nuisance.
Virginia!
I think I'd better go home now.
Yes, I think you better had.
Going on out there.
Mitch! Whatever's the matter?
What's going on?
It's the Japs! They've surrendered!
Oh, thank God.
Is it a party?
Oh, Becky. No more war.
Hurry up! You're missing all the fun! They've lit bonfires in Plymouth!
You can see the glow from the hill! And they're not on fireworks in town!
Come on, you kids! Just put sweaters on over your pajamas!
Come on, Charlie, you come with me. I'll find you something else.
Mother? May I go?
Yes. Yes, of course.
It's over! All over! I can go home! We can all go home!
Part 1 of Back Home by Michelle McGorian starred Jessica Marshall-Gardner as Rusty, Emily Richard as Peggy and Mary Winbush as Beattie. George Allenby was Charlie, Kelly Bright, Beth, Jamie Darnton, Skeet, Sasha Graff, Susie, Jane Whittenshaw, Ivy, Jonathan Keeble, Mitch, Jilly Bond, Aunt Hannah, Michelle McGorian, the woman with the van, and Peter Donaldson, the movie tone announcer. Back Home, dramatised in four parts by Martin Jameson, is a children's BBC Radio 4 production, directed by David Hitchinson.